Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold of 105 Feet of Fan. And joining us today are Charlotte Kirshen and Bart Lishnevitz of New Hope Equine Assist Therapy. They use horses and human connections to help children and adults with disabilities and recently have added a program that specifically targets veterans with PTSD. Thank y'all so much for joining us. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. We're so happy to be here. Thank you for taking time to have us on your show.
Well, what I think you're doing is just amazing. And Bart, go ahead.
Yes, I'm excited to be here. Thank you again for your time.
Oh, for sure. Again, I think what you guys are doing is so amazing. And for those who are wondering, is it horses? Yes, real horses. And the horses help people and kids overcome things. Charlotte, can you first tell us what was your mindset when you said, let me conceive of this project?
You bet. Chris, I started riding really at a young age, and I found my love for horses naturally through those lessons. And my folks went through a divorce when I was in high school, and my horse helped me get through that difficult time. And I'd go to the barn and hug him and talk to him and care for him. And while I was there, life's troubles would cease to exist. Mm-hmm. I was only present with this gorgeous animal who I still think they're absolutely amazing. He seemed to be able to sense my feelings, and I know now that horses do sense our feelings through their mirror neurons. So, but the time, it just felt like it was magic.
You know, it's so funny you say that because it sounds like a movie. I mean, when you watch especially some of the older movies, it's like when they go into details about horses and, you know, horses and either kids or young adults or even seniors, it's just like, wow, you know, they're so smart, or they're just so there for you. And so that's what made you get started. What was the process like? Because I know you were the CEO and founder.
Yeah. Well, I fast forwarded 35 years. I had career and my kids, and my mom got ovarian cancer. And through caring for her for over a 10-year time frame, my husband, Dave, saw that I needed some help with the stress of what was going on. And so I got back into horses, and riding and being around those horses did all the beneficial things that I remembered from my teen years. And so when I met a really lovely woman through my work, I was a IT person. One of her daughters had contracted a virus when she was 3, and it attacked her heart. And she went through seizures, and through all that, she basically was at a second grade comprehension level. And I don't know what you know about transplants, but they put all kinds of drugs in you. Mm-hmm. And she ended up in her early 20s with not one, but 2 bouts of transplant-related lymphoma. And she was really depressed. And I just said to her mom, let's go put her on a horse and see how she feels about that. And her expression when she got on that horse changed her life from that day forward, and it changed mine too. So in 2012, I started the process to become a nonprofit offering therapeutic horsemanship.
Where did you find the horses, and where did you find the ranch?
So the ranch was first. My husband and I purchased this property. It's 4 acres in Argyle. We just went through our realtor and had a you know, top amount that we could spend. And fortunately, 12 years ago, it was pretty affordable here. We got a house and land that had been foreclosed. And so we spent about a year and a half refurbishing the property and adding an arena and fencing and things of that nature. And so we got the property that way. And then initially we got our horses through friends.
Okay.
We did $0 leases where we cared for the needs of the horse. And in return, they became a part of our program. So that was, we started small. Initially, we had two or three horses, and it grew to our founding five. And now people look to donate their older horses to us, their horses that have had a career. Sometimes we get horses with major lameness issues that people want to donate. And so we have to be a little bit careful. We decided to turn to rescue and rehoming rescued horses. And so we have a big Belgian 2,000-pound horse that's feet are as big as dinner plates.
Woo!
And he is just as sweet as and kind as you can possibly imagine. We had somebody send his picture to
bigger,
us.
Is he bigger than a Clyde?
He was destined to become dog food.
Oh, my goodness. Is he bigger than a Clydesdale?
He's Belgian is actually the biggest breed of horse. There are Clydesdale. He's not the biggest Belgian, but there are Clydesdales that are as big or bigger than he is. But it's about the same. If you look at it, it's about the same size.
I can imagine. I'm just bringing that up because you see a lot of TV commercials and those Budweiser Clydesdales and those like big horses. And I'm like, wow. Painting a picture.
He's like
about
that.
The Belgian.
Yeah, he's like that. He's awesome.
And they were going to turn him into dog food. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Kill pens are a big problem in the horse industry. And so, you know, we started looking for horses that we could not only help, who would not only help in our program, but that we could also help. One other one that's kind of a fun story. We have a mule now.
Mm-hmm.
Her name's Daisy May. And we found her in a sale barn. We think she was discarded because of an eye disease called uveitis. And so we bought her and we treated her uveitis. And she's been great for our program. So we do some rehab and stuff on top of having horses who have come to us from really good situations.
And you have how many horses right now?
Right now we have 11.
Wow.
Two ponies. Let's see. Let me do the math here. Two ponies, a mule, and the rest are horses.
That is amazing. And again, New Hope Equine Assisted Therapy, you've really taken this thing to another level, and we're so impressed and so proud of what you're doing. Bart, you're on the call as well. Can you talk about when you got involved with New Hope?
So I was asked by New Hope to join about 4, 5, 6 months ago as they look to expand their first responder and veterans outreach programs to bring more first responders and military veterans to the horse world, just to get them around horses and just the therapeutic benefits of being around horses and everything of that nature. So I was honored to be asked to become a member of the board, and I'm really excited about working diligently to help expand the amount of first responders and military veterans that have access to this equine assisted therapy, which is really important. And it's good for you. It's just good for you.
It really is. Is this a Horses for Heroes program?
Horses Helping Heroes.
Excellent.
That is correct. Horses Helping Heroes.
Horses Helping Heroes. And I think I want you to kind of explain a little bit, Bart, but I know you know this thing totally backwards, Charlotte. What was your mindset when they asked you to get involved with it? And why did you think it was just like, oh, a natural fit and a home run and something that you personally wanted to be a part of? Bart?
Well, For me personally, it's due to the fact that the my wife of 27 years, Laura Lishnevitz, we have horses in our property in our backyard here. And I got to tell you, as a retired United States Marine, just the sense of accomplishment and just being out there every evening helping out, getting the chores done, being able to walk through the barn, knowing that all the checklists and everything's completed, and just going out there and hanging out with the horses, it's just therapeutic. And after the long, after a long day at work or just a difficult day in general, regardless of this oppressive heat that we have here in North Texas, I do enjoy walking through the barn and seeing that everything's done. The horses are fed, the horses are watered, everything's cleaned up. They're appreciative when they nuzzle up to you and everything in that nature. And it's just fun being out there around them, and you can truly see that they react. I know our family's three horses. They react when they see me, and they come up and everything of that nature. So I know that it's good. And as we as military veterans, and it's something different that is not a daily occurrence that puts your mind to think of something else. With all of the stresses of the daily life and everything of that nature. And it's just relaxing. That's why I really think, and I'm really excited about being a part of this program.
And I'm excited you're part of this program as well. And by the way, thank you for your service, Bart.
Thank you.
Charlotte, when you thought of this, or you and your husband thought about this, what was the impetus for, you know, like you said, they were all, you were always thinking about, you know, first responders and veterans, but what made you really go towards this particular area? Because I think it's such a brilliant idea.
Oh, I love it. And it's actually turned into my passion at this point. I've always wanted to go in this direction, and I just felt like I didn't have the bona fides, you know. I'm not a veteran. I've got a little bit of PTSD about things, but it's not my area of expertise. And over the years, I have discovered that it's not the humans that make the difference. It's the horse that makes the difference. And I can be a facilitator. We can be facilitators here, but the horses are the ones that do the magic.
And Bart, go ahead. No, go ahead, Charlotte. Go ahead.
Well, it's one other thing. There's a discipline called horse speak that was discovered by Sharon Wilsey. And it's learning the language horses use to communicate with each other in the herd. Mm-hmm. And so we're helping teach it to humans so that they can communicate with the horse. And that is brought sort of a whole new vista of things that we could do to be helpful.
You know, you just said something. I want to hear more about this part right here. While you're on this particular subject, I want to hear more, because like I said, anybody has ever been around horses, you can tell how kind and how smart they are. And if you're riding a horse for the first time, if you're gentle with the horse is good to you. If you're awkward, the horse is like, I know this person doesn't know what they're doing. But at the same time, you could tell that horses know. It's kind of like dogs know or cats know. Can you talk about not necessarily the differences between dogs, cats, and horses, but the fact that horses just seem to care and seem to recognize, especially Bart mentioned this, when you go out to the barn, they just know who you are, or they can kind of do some things. In fact, some people say when they're in horse races, like at the Kentucky Derby, the horses know what they're doing.
Oh, they do. Absolutely. They know their job.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've always known that their horses were able to sense my feelings, but they, it's actually scientific. They've got, like some of the highest amount of, mirror neurons and to humans. And, they can, they're just amazing.
Yeah.
Chris. They can recognize you from a time you were here before. They can recognize if you're body language is different than what your face is saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this communication cycle that we use. It's feedback. So horses give us feedback. They can alter their response based on what they sense in us. So it provides this opportunity for participants to naturally find the truth and reality of their own actions and reactions. They discover it from the nature of the horse. It's wow. not psychotherapy. Mm-hmm. It is basically spending time with a horse and learning how to connect with them. So it is, I call it horse magic. There is scientific reason mm-hmm. for it, but they are really phenomenal. You can have a sort of a challenging horse that gets a person with a disability or a child on them, and they slow their pace and they lower their head and they take care of their rider. And it's just beautiful.
Absolutely amazing. And I know you've got stories, but can you talk about some of the response from those who never knew horses could help them through their personal situations?
Sure. We've got participants from ages 4 to 94. And so there's a really broad spectrum of people that come here. And so I could give you probably 100 stories, but the one that kind of came to my mind right now is prior to COVID, we were working with two-year-olds in an early intervention program.
Mm-hmm.
And these two-year-olds would come for 8 weeks. They would come once a week. They would get on the horse. We would provide, sidewalkers and leaders and all of that. And the physical therapist would sort of provide oversight. And there was one little girl who had completely flat affect. She had never shown emotion. I'm a fairly new grandma. I've got a 15-month-old granddaughter, and I live for her smiles.
Oh,
I don't even want to imagine what it would be like never to get any emotional response from your child. No smiles, no surprise, no laughter, no wonder, all of that. And the second week she rode with us, she smiled.
Wow.
I can't tell you why that happened,
mm-hmm.
but we all cried. It's real.
Yeah, it's a breakthrough. That was a breakthrough.
It was a breakthrough. And that is, like I said, one of many stories, but that was one that was, we all cried. I mean, we were absolutely in awe of what these animals did for this little girl.
Yeah. Well, all I can say is, Charlotte, what you're doing is just—it's like God's work. It's so needed, and Bart, with the first responders, and vets, the veterans involved, I'm sure there have been stories or conversations you've had with some guys who've been a part of the program, or you think this is someone who needs to be out here.
That's correct. There's a lot of military veterans and first responders, too, who see things on a daily basis. Yeah. And the military veterans have seen things when they've gone to do things for our great nation overseas or even in the United States. They just don't realize that they need help and that they need to do something different and that they need continuing new experiences just like New Hope Equine does. So one of the biggest things is just outreach for us, and that's what I'm going to be doing, is to ensure that first responders and military veterans know that this program exists, and that once in a while you need to try something different that may help you out in ways that you have not even foreseen or even thought about. This is outside the norm of regular therapy and everything of that nature. It's physical, it's out there, it's going to be in the elements, as we talk about living in North Texas with the weather. And it's just good for you. People don't realize. And then you're going to have a lot of first responders and military veterans that have never been around horses in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
We don't realize how many people just haven't had that ability or that capability to interact with horses.
Yes, it's amazing. Sometimes, you know, it's kind of like I don't know, some of these TV shows, they'll say, well, everybody in Texas have a horse. They got a horse in their backyard. They got a cow in the front yard. No, not everybody. And there are big cities in Texas, too. And there's, like you said, there's first responders and veterans who've, you know, never necessarily lived in Texas, but they live here now, and they've never interacted with a horse. So I think this is very important. I think it's very logical, especially, and Charlotte, you brought this up because you brought up the pandemic for a second. I think during the pandemic, a lot of people started appreciating mental health awareness and the different yes. ways you can mentally handle things. And a lot of care animals were, you know, pets were saving people from losing their minds in their homes and being stuck in the house or whatever it was. And this is just another way of helping people deal with certain traumas and stress. Right, Charlotte?
Right. And it's not psychotherapy. This is not, they're not going to go and have somebody, you know, psychoanalyze. They're going to connect with a horse. And the one thing, you know, it's hard in this particular
climate
demographic to admit that you need something.
Right.
And so one of the things that I've just recently added to the program is bring along a partner, a spouse,
yeah,
a child.
Yeah. The family, if you can. Yeah. The family.
And do it together.
Yeah.
And that I'm hoping that will open minds a little bit about, you know, we're not here to shrink you. We just want you to come out and hang out with a horse.
Right. And find out that guess what? It has helped you relax and solve some things as opposed to compounding things in your
exactly.
mind. Yeah. I love what it's all about. I love what you're doing. And you mentioned you have a 94-year-old. How many seniors have an opportunity to come out there to New Hope? Because I think that's also very, very good for them, because there's a lot of seniors who either feel separated from everybody else, or they don't want people to feel sorry for them, but they want to be able to, you know, interact with if not necessarily a pet, maybe a horse.
At any time, we've got about a 10% population of our participants who are seniors.
And
it's awesome. They're so much fun to work with.
Mm-hmm. And how about the horses? They feel comfortable with the seniors?
Yes, absolutely. you know, we provide leaders and sidewalkers for our riders to provide safety whenever they're on a horse riding. And when they're doing groundwork with a horse doesn't care if you're 2 or 92. They just accept you exactly where you're at.
How attached do people get to the horses that are helping them?
Very, very attached. I do have a story about that.
Sure, go ahead.
I had a young rider who just rode with me, not in a therapeutic environment. And one day she was in our parking lot and they got a phone call that her father had had a freak injury. And by the time they got to him, he was dead. And she was, I think she was 7 at the time. And it was devastating. And she started with us after that in our therapeutic program. And she would just come out and hug her horse and cry. Mm. I mean, some days that's all we did. Mm-hmm. She hung out with that horse, let it eat grass, hugged, cried, talked to the horse. And fast forward a few years, she and her mom had to move out of town for financial reasons. But we have a volunteer who meets her mom halfway. And she still comes here to visit and love on the horses that she bonded with here.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, and she shows with us when we go to Chisholm Challenge, which is a horse show in the Fort Worth Stockyards for people with disabilities and veterans and first responders.
You know what? I was thinking about another thing. If someone was listening and wondering, well, what if I don't want to ride the horse? They don't have to ride the horse to be a part of the program, right?
Absolutely not. All right. One more story. I have a veteran that works with us right now named Tanya. She's a disabled veteran. She's got a huge amount of fight. Prior to her disability, she was actually an athlete, and she still has this incredible drive to achieve. She worked on fighter jets and was diagnosed with a chemical-related multiple sclerosis. And it took them a while to figure out what it was. It took them a while to figure out that it was related to the chemicals. And at her lowest point, she was unable to move from her neck down. So when she started, all she was trying to do was experience some joy in her life. That's all she wanted. She just wanted joy. And she would come in this big, huge tractor trailer-like chair. And the chair would stand her up, and she would groom the horses. And all she brushed them. Every once in a while, we'd give them a bath. She'd comb their mane and tail. And it was just time for her to be with a horse and to feel joy. Well, and she felt so much joy that she started working really hard with her physical therapist, and she was cleared to ride late last year. So she's an inspiration every time she's here. And but she started with grooming, and that's absolutely fine.
Well, I love this stuff. Again, we're talking with Sharla and Bart with the New Hope Equine Assisted Therapy, using horses and human connections to help children and adults with disabilities. And Bart, the horses helping heroes. You're talking about getting the word out and making sure people are aware of the program. What are some of the things that you're doing, or some of the obstacles you've encountered, or some of the good things that have happened over the last few months with you being a part of it? Because I know you're passionate about this.
So we're going to have to expand. I'm definitely going to have to reach out to the multiple different veterans organizations in the North Texas area. And we're blessed here in North Texas that there is a huge community of Americans that want to help first responders and veterans in the North Texas area. So one of the biggest things is going to be outreach, just getting the message out, connecting with the other programs out there that have veterans in their in line waiting for assistance and other types of therapy and everything of that nature. So that'll be the main mission of mine, is to get out there and get the word out, make those connections, make sure that everybody knows that New Hope Equine is out there ready to assist veterans. And one of the big things I think is what I need to get after, and I will be getting after, is exactly that. Constant messaging, constant phone calls, going into my network, reaching into the networks of my friends and fellow veterans and first responders that I know, so they know that this program exists, how to get a hold of us, how to contact us, how to help continue getting donations flowing through the pipeline to help care for the horses. So that's going to the biggest mission I have is outreach.
Love it. Love it. And Charlotte, what if someone's listening right now and they say, wow, I'd just love to volunteer out there. I know a lot about horses, or I was raised on a ranch or a farm out here in Texas, and I'd love to be a part of this. Is there a way? Is there a formula?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Volunteering is the best. I think our volunteers say sometimes they feel like they get more out of it than the riders and the participants do. There's a really simple way. Our website is newhopeequine.com. If you will type in newhopeequine.com/volunteer, it will take you to the volunteer page. It explains all the different ways you can volunteer, because it's not just working with horses. There's a, you know, working with our, on our gala, on our sporting clay shoot fundraisers. There's office work. There's just a whole bunch of things that we need. And they go through a little form, sign up. Our volunteer coordinator contacts them. They go through a little orientation and they're good to go. So that's, it's just really very simple.
And as far as an organization or a corporate partnership, are there opportunities there as well?
Absolutely. We really need all these things. The corporate sponsorships, we need sponsorships for our gala. It's on October 25th. It's a racing theme. and it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Where's it going to be? In fact, go ahead and tell us about this. This sounds interesting.
It is. It's at Lucky Spur Ranch. It's our third one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a dinner. There's Scott Murray is the MC.
That's my guy.
I know. That's your guy. It's his, mm-hmm. It'll be his third year. It's a dinner. There's drinks and
sure. It's a gala, the fundraiser, and
it's
probably
a gala. There's a silent auction and a live auction. We've got sports,
memorabilia. Yeah,
memorabilia. Betsy Price is our gala honorary chairman, the previous mayor of Fort Worth.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
She's awesome.
We've got a great charity auction, not a live auction and silent auction, but we've got a dinner with a Dallas Cowboy. We've got Dallas Cowboys tickets and mm-hmm. Stars tickets and Rangers memorabilia. So we have a lot of things there. But sponsorships are some of the big things that we need. Also, from a corporate perspective, corporations, there are a lot of them out there that offer matching donations. So if their people donate to us, the corporation will match it. That's huge. That's really big for us. If you want to sponsor a veteran or a first responder, we don't want them to pay for any of this. And so we want to make sure that we can sponsor them and have get them here without cost. We've got a sponsor a horse on our website. You can sponsor riders. There's just all kinds of ways that you can connect with us and partner with us and help make this happen.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot, Charlotte. I'm going to put you on the spot. And by the way, the website is absolutely amazing. I mean, it shows you what you need to know and it tells you what you need to do. But I'm going to put you on the spot, Charlotte.
Okay.
Out of the 11 horses that you have, who is your favorite horse? Don't tell me it's like having children. I know there's one that winks at you when you walk into the barn.
So, you know, that's hard. Each horse has so much personality. My personal horse, she's a German warm blood, actually works in the program. She's 26. She's my heart horse. And so she is my very favorite. But this week we lost our herd matriarch. She was a white, gorgeous white Arabian named Missy. She was 27 years old. She was helping people here for 7 years and she developed cancer. And we had to make that hard decision 2 days ago to put her out of her misery and allow her to go on and not hurt anymore. And she's left a really big hole in our hearts. And she leaves a really big hole in our herd. She was the horse that was so smooth and taught our riders to trot and taught our riders to canter. And so right now, she's on my heart and she's my favorite.
I understand. Again, I love the stories. I really, really love what you guys are doing. And Charlotte and Bart, we've got to check back in with you again real soon. Can we do that?
Absolutely.
All right. You guys take care.
That'll be awesome. Outstanding.
Bart and Charlotte with New Hope Equine Assisted Therapy. And joining us right now is the Dean of Success Coaching at Dallas College, Robert Reyes. How you doing, Robert?
Hey, good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I understand coming up on August 17th, you got a Super Saturday event where students could come to any Dallas College campus and register for fall classes. Is that right?
Yes, sir. One of the things that Dallas College has done over this past year has been, as we are registering students for the upcoming term, we want to provide additional opportunity for the community to be able to connect with us. And so our Super Saturdays are really intended for those students that, you know, throughout the week, maybe, or parents that are, you know, working, mm-hmm. not able to come to campus. So we are on August 17th, we'll be open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. All of our campuses across Dallas College will be open, providing services. All of our services will be available from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So students are able to come in. They're able to complete their tests, finalize their application, register for classes, meet with some of our career specialists if they have questions or, you know, want to explore other opportunities for their careers and professional growth. So again, it's really about providing access to community and making sure that we are, as much as possible, making ourselves available. In addition to that, on those Saturdays, of course, we'll be providing in-person support, but we'll also be connecting with students virtually. So we do have a very robust virtual services that we render students that will also be operating from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on that day.
That is fantastic. And for those who don't know, what are some of the different locations? Again, I think, you know, maybe people's grandparents or their parents might remember what Dallas Colleges used to be called. Like downtown Dallas, it was El Centro.
Yes. So, of course, for those that have kept up with Dallas College, we've gone through a major transition from seven separate colleges to one now, Dallas College. Mm-hmm. But the commitment and, you know, being rooted in the community, we're still there. So we have, as you were mentioning, our El Centro campus, our Eastville campus, our North Lake campus, and, of course, Cedar Valley representing there. North Lake and Mountain View. So we are definitely available. We're spread out throughout the community. And so we want to ensure that, you know, whether you're working and driving home and you want to stop at one of the campuses near your work, or whether you're at home and you're just wanting to come in and visit your local campus, we will be available specifically on that day. The other thing that I wanted to share, Chris, about that is that we are registering students throughout the week as well. And so we want to encourage students, those that are able to come in or meet with us virtually. One of the things that I wanted to really highlight of the commitment of providing access to the community. So our campus locations are open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. But we provide virtual services from 8 a.m. to 12 midnight.
Look out.
So, yes. Yes. So as you're listening to Chris Arnold on the radio, and if you want to stop, you know, and connect with someone virtually, Dallas College is available to support you to ensure that you reach your professional and academic goals.
That is fantastic. Again, it's all about accessibility, and it's all about, you know, providing people a platform where they can continue their education. And I also like the fact that now there's Dallas College and you have the different campuses. I like the way that, because a lot of people did not know back in the day that all of those colleges were connected. They didn't know that North Lake was connected to El Centro. They didn't know that El Centro was connected to Mountain View. Nobody really knew. They just thought those were individual colleges. But they are all Dallas College from Dallas County. And again, you can aspire to greatness no matter what the campus is, what's convenient to you. And it's all about getting a better education, because guess what? That provides better opportunities for a greater career, right?
Yes, exactly that. One of the things that, you know, as we transition to Dallas College, is really about improving the overall student experience and the quality of service. And that's something that Dallas College is committed to within this new structure. One of the things that I definitely want to highlight is, although we're now one Dallas College, one of the things that we really have taken ownership is trying to ensure that our students have access to a robust program offerings. So we have courses that are offered in the morning, you know, midday, at late afternoon, early evening. In addition to that, we have weekend courses that are available as well. We have courses that are what we consider long semester, which our fall semester will start August 26th and will end the second week of December. Typically, call it your 16-week semester. But we also offer courses that are short term, or what we call flex courses. So our flex semester, we have flex one, flex two that occur over this upcoming fall semester. Those are 8-week courses where a student can come in for those 8 weeks and still be able to earn the credits to be able to continue their advancement in their overall program. So whether it's a certificate program, associate degree program. One of the other things that I definitely want to highlight for the community is that Dallas College now offers two bachelor's programs. So we have a bachelor's in education, and then we also have a bachelor's of nursing, RN to BSN, which that program actually started off this summer. And so we're excited about the opportunity of the community having access. Again, you mentioned earlier, our commitment to access and providing quality of education. Those programs and our commitment to the programs that are offered here at Dallas College is really about providing that quality of an education and really supporting the community's advancement in their career, whether they're starting off, graduates who just recently graduated, or whether it's our adult learners that are returning back and just want to continue their professional growth. We have programming and courses and degree options for all. So we want to make that clear and want to ensure that the community knows that we are available to you.
I love what you're talking about, because a lot of people don't think that way. They don't think about what the opportunities are with Dallas College, because you're matching the opportunities with the ease of the students that want to be involved. In other words, let's say you have a course, but or you have different kind of courses to match whatever the personality or the goals are of that student. And then you brought in the fact that a lot of people don't think about this. Let's say, you're a little older. You've already had a job or a career, and you want to do something a little bit more different, and you might have a course for it. So like you said, you could continue your education at Dallas College and not necessarily have to go off to some big university out of state, right?
Yep, we definitely want to support. Depending on where you're at in your academic journey, professional journey, we definitely want to be part of that, and so we want to be able to step in and just provide opportunities, programming opportunities, courses. Again, we have non-credit courses, credit courses. So it really just depends on where you're at, and of course, we have a fabulous team of success coaches and career and transfer specialists that can help you if if there's some doubt as far as where you're at and want to do career exploration. We have just great resources and tools that can help you navigate that specifically. And then, ultimately within the success coach role, one of the things, Chris, that I do want to highlight within Dallas College, this new Dallas College, is that we have transitioned from what was previously known as academic advisors to success coaches. And the commitment there is that we want to provide the students a holistic support in their academic journey. So we want to ensure that not only are we guiding you on ensuring that, your program of study, your courses that support your academic journey, but we also want to be able to make sure that we can connect you with the fabulous resources that we have here on campus, and external partnerships that we have as well. And so our success coaches are just a great support to the student. And we want to, again, encourage our students to come in and visit with your success coach, and let us help you support you in your journey.
I love what you're saying. And again, Robert, for those who didn't catch it at the beginning of the interview, Robert Reyes is a success coach at Dallas College. And I like what you're saying, because it's kind of like you're more than just the typical academic advisor, because you help the students create a plan. And I learned this from somebody a long time ago. If you fail to plan, wait a minute, how did he phrase this? He said, if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. That's the way he put it. It's like you've got to have a plan to succeed. And I think a success coach, you guys help create the plan for the different students who want to get something out of this thing, right?
Yes, that's one of the things that we do with it within the Success Coach role. One of the things that we're committed to, Chris, is really supporting the students holistically, as I mentioned earlier, and really providing as much as possible that customized experience. And so
Right.
we know, regardless of where you're at, we want to ensure that we can align our support services and the resources that we have to be able to support you to continue your academic and career journey. And so again, it's something that we're committed to here, which is why, for us, when we think about our Super Saturdays and the opportunities about providing access to the community, is really that is the commitment to support our students from the beginning to the end of their journey.
You bring up the success coach, and I got you on the show. I want to know a little bit how you became a success coach, how you enjoy what you're doing, and some of your history on your education, how you got to be where you are. Because I know you love what you do. It's a career.
No, well, thank you, Chris. Well, and I will say that now I'm actually dean over success coaching,
Look out.
but to your point,
Hold on,
I
hold
did
on.
start off.
I got to give you your props then. I'm talking to the dean of the Success Coach program. There we go.
Yes, but to your point, I was a graduate from El Centro, and just really committed to serving my community. And this was an opportunity to do so. And so part of what I, you know, what I've done in my career has been just continuing to, provide the support that was given to me as I was going through my own journey, as a Dallas College or El Centro student. I'm from West Dallas. So again, for me, it's an honor to be able to
Yes,
serve the
sir.
community that I live in. And so just really appreciate the opportunity that Dallas College has given me to be able to continue to serve, of course, my community
Wait a
and
minute,
just being able to make an impact.
Robert, I hate to interrupt you, but you brought up West Dallas. What do you know about Hampton Road? You're the
Well, let me ask you
man.
this. What you know about Denison?
Whoa. There you go. I love it. I love it. I love it. Just keeping it real. Robert, I'm telling you, I think the opportunities for Dallas College for anybody, not just kids, like you said, adults who are continuing their education and want to do or even want to enhance their education, it's all right there. Can you talk about some of the different courses or some of the different platforms that are available for people to learn? I mean, again, it's not just, art and history, and it's technology, it's all kinds of things you guys offer.
Yes, so we offer just a robust options for students. Again, as I was mentioning earlier, depending on where they're at in their professional journey, we have certificate programs that will help just enhance what you're already doing to, again, potentially make you eligible. Might support maybe a raise or opportunity at your current employment, but we also offer associate degrees like in culinary, in fashion and design, business, law. And so I mentioned earlier that we also have our two bachelor's programs that we're currently offering. So again, shout out to all the teachers out there. But we do have a bachelor's in school of education degree. And so a great opportunity for those that are interested or either, considering teaching, definitely consider Dallas College because we're available to you. And then we just recently we have our associates in nursing, but we just recently added our bachelor's in nursing as well. And so again, just a lot of options for the students. And part of what we want to ensure is that as you're thinking about your dreams and what you want to accomplish, we want to ensure that we can support you in identifying how Dallas College could be part of that support system for you.
As the dean of the success coaches, do you go to the different campuses or are you just at one particular location?
Yes, I visit all of our campuses and
Okay.
support our virtual services. Of course, I gotta give a shout out to El Centro because that's where I graduated from.
Downtown.
But that being said, we support all 7 campuses. So definitely stop by and visit me at one of our campuses or one of our success coaches. We have a fantastic team that's just ready to serve, and so we're committed to that.
You mentioned some of the different educators you have. I think a lot of people really underestimate how well informed and how great the different educators are in the Dallas College all the different campuses. I think you learn something because, first of all, they're in it because they're all about the students. They're all about education. They're not just there trying to get paid. They're doing the work that a lot of people was like, you know what? I really enjoy this. This is a career. So they're excellent at the different topics that they're discussing. And they're also really good with working with the students. Can you talk about some of the great educators you guys have on staff?
Yes. No. Well, again, I got to give a shout out to the entire Dallas College team. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that we talk about here specifically is about being barrier busters. And yeah. So we try to remove as many barriers from our students to ensure that they can succeed. We also, talk about the hard work that goes into servicing and providing support to the students. And so, again, from our admissions team, our recruitment team, our faculty, our staff, our success coaches, everyone is just really committed to the work. And that's one of the reasons why I enjoy the work that I do and the team that I work with is that we are truly here to impact the community. I truly believe that, through education, we can impact the trajectory of our students' lives. And so, again, that's something that the community should expect from us and something that we're honored to be able to serve.
I know, Robert, you've been doing this a while. You mentioned you went to El Centro back in the day. Can you talk about maybe a story or two of a student or a friend that you saw able to change their lives or their families' fortunes going to El Centro or one of the other campuses?
Yes. Well, I'll share one specifically, Chris, but one of the things that I'll share out, at least just for me specifically, back in the days, I used to call El Centro the schoolhouse because, that's just how it was back then.
Yeah.
But I do remember one specific a student who really speaks to the commitment of Dallas College. So we had a student who, was going through some challenges, wasn't sure on whether or not they were going to continue, with their courses. They were near completion, but again, just life was happening. And, mm-hmm. We were trying to help the student kind of navigate that situation. Was able to connect with them, brought them in, identified, resources that we had at our disposal to help address the specific concern that they had at that time. And then really mapped out, okay, how can we get you to complete knowing that, there was a lot happening at that time. And so one of the things that, from that story that I'll share that the student, after engaging with our success coach, they were able to complete their degree. And again, it was, for me, it was just about the timeliness and the proactiveness of trying to find a way to support the student with that situation. But I will tell you, Chris, that, the commitment from the college as far as, as I mentioned earlier, removing barriers, trying to be support and provide different services and resources to the students. Those type of stories exist every day. And so, we want to encourage the community, those that are considering, maybe have some doubt about continuing their education. Please give us a chance here at Dallas College because we're committed to, just changing the trajectory of the community. And we believe that through the resources, through the commitment, through the instruction, through the course offerings programming that we have, that we can definitely do that.
You mentioned a little earlier about the virtual courses. I bet those courses came about during the pandemic. I think there was a lot of different schools, colleges, universities, elementary schools, a lot of different businesses, corporations. They started doing things virtually. And what do they say? People made the pivot. Can you talk about how the virtual program kind of started and how it's helped and developed and how you guys were able to enhance it, post-pandemic?
Yes. Well, as you know, Chris, that was definitely a challenging time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I do believe that there was just a lot of great ideas and innovation mm-hmm. that was occurring as well to try to continue to support students in general. And so one of the things that came from that was that we established we were already doing some form of virtual support during the day. So again, just your typical hours of operation. But during that period of time, we established our virtual evening team. So we have a team in addition to the on-campus support that operates from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We also have a virtual day team that operates from 8 to 5 p.m. But in addition to that, we have a virtual evening team that supports the community from 3 p.m. to 12 midnight. And that's Monday through Friday. And so that's something that I will tell you, just, being in different spaces in higher ed, that's something that we're doing that is unique to this work. And that is being available to our students for live services from 8 a.m. to 12 midnight, Monday through Friday. That just speaks to the commitment of Dallas College. And again, just part of the reason why I really appreciate the work that we do is that it really is about providing access and ensuring that we're meeting the students where they're at.
Yeah, that's commitment. That's flexibility. Like you said, meeting the students where they're at, because some of them may be working a 9-to-5, or they may be in the gig economy. They may have the only opportunity to get their classes in the evenings. It's like you have to be where they are. And I give you guys credit for, stepping outside of the box, stepping outside of the cookie cutter mode. And in today's age of how people are employed, you've got to be flexible enough to do these things. I think it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, no, thank you again. To me, definitely one of the bright spots that have came out of, especially during that challenging time. But across the board, again, as we continue to move forward with this new Dallas College, we're continuing to find ways to engage the community, our students, really to improve the overall experience that they have here. And so one of the things that we definitely want to encourage the students to come in. Whether you're able to start during our regular semester, which again, it starts on August 26th. If not, we can still support you with registration to start during our Flex 2. So again, there's a lot of options. There's a lot of people ready to serve. And so we want to encourage the community to, whether it's during our Super Saturdays, whether it's regular, during the regular week, but we want you to come in and or meet with us virtually to ensure that we can support you in your academic growth.
I love the support, and part of the support is a lot of people think, well, I'd love to, but I don't know if I can afford it. Dallas College is very affordable. Can you talk about that compared to like some of the major universities, or if you thought you might had a chance to go to a major college, but oh, I just couldn't come up with the money or the grants or the scholarships or whatever. Can you talk about how Dallas College fits in on the affordability factor? Because I think that's huge.
Yes, Chris. Well, that's one thing that Dallas College and even under the previous structure that we've always been committed to. It's about providing access. So one of the things that we definitely want to encourage our students and the community to do is to visit with us. We have a financial aid team that is able to support with applying for financial aid. We also have scholarships that are available for the community as well. And so as far as the affordability and the access, I keep mentioning access because, when we think about higher ed, that's one of the major commitments for Dallas College is how can we provide access? How can we remove barriers for students to be able to pursue their academic goals? And so we have team members that are available during our operating hours, I mentioned, that can help you navigate the financial aid application and see what other resources are available. In addition to that, we do have programs that are offered both on the credit and the non-credit side, where there's part of the program is covered based on the tuition is covered based on how that program is set up. So one of the things that I would encourage is, again, any doubt, come in, meet with us, and let us help you navigate that and see what options are available for you.
Since I do have you on the show, Robert, and you are bilingual, can you say in Spanish about the opportunity on Super Saturday for those who may be listening in the car, listening at home, but also are fluent in Spanish?
Yes, for sure, Chris. Sí, no, quiero darle el aviso a la comunidad que el sábado, agosto 17, vamos a tener el Super Sábado aquí en Dallas College. Vamos a estar abiertos de las 9 de la mañana a las 3 de la tarde. Vamos a estar asistiendo a los estudiantes para la registración y vengan a vernos para poder apoyarlos en su educación.
Love
Thanks,
it.
Chris.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Now, go ahead and say it in English again to remind everybody again. Super Saturday is coming on August 17th. on all seven locations? Say the previous names of the campuses and what they're called now is all Dallas College, but say the previous names of the location so people will know.
Yes. So again, we'll be available during our Super Saturdays at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at all seven of our locations, in addition to virtual. So we have our Brookhaven campus, Cedar Valley campus, Eastfield campus, El Centro campus, Mountain View, North Lake, and Richland campus. So we'll be available for you again on that day. But again, if it's not on the Super Saturday, we are available for you Monday through Friday, whether it's at our campuses from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and or our virtual services that operate from 8 a.m. to 12 midnight.
What is the website for Dallas College?
Our website is dallascollege.edu, and you can also reach out to our contact center at 972-669-6400.
That is fantastic. Again, I got to go back to again, Robert, I'm just so impressed with what you guys are doing, especially you, the Dean of Success Coaching. I think you've taken it to the next level. Can you talk about the attendance? I think the classes are not overcrowded. It's like the perfect sizes, right?
Yes, it's definitely the perfect size, you know, 15 to 20, depending on the course. And again, part of the benefit of Dallas College is, you know, really getting to know your faculty and your success coach and the staff as you're navigating your academic journey.
It's absolutely amazing. Again, Dallas College, taking it to the next level. I have to bring this up. If you go to Dallas College, what team would you like to pull for if you don't have a sports team in particular? If you're in El Centro, who you want to pull for?
Well, I mean, I think regardless of what campus you're at, I think you're pulling for the Cowboys, but we'll see what happens.
I understand. Thanks again, Robert. I appreciate you being on the show. He is Robert Reyes with Dallas College. I want to thank you all for being on Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold. So long, everybody.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.